What tech giant has a connected ecosystem of products, a devoted fan base, and is constantly innovating? If you're in the US, you may say Apple, but in China, it's Xiaomi.
It's this consistent marketing to the younger consumers in China that has cultivated kind of a cult following.
For many consumers in China, Xiaomi is Apple, is Tesla, is Google.
Now, Xiaomi has managed what Apple failed to do. Build a car.
全中国最火的车,
Xiaomi
Yuxi.
Xiaomi shares have touched a record high after strong initial orders for its new $35,000 SUV.
Within 3 years, they managed to set up this very complicated supply chain in China and essentially churn out these incredibly popular cars.
Profits have jumped as customers rushed to the company's latest offerings. But succeeding in the world's most crowded EV market isn't easy.
Competition is really fierce right now.
Growth will mean turning Xiaomi into a global brand. And this is no easy task when the world's biggest economy is effectively off limits because of trade barriers. Yet, Chinese companies are already tapping markets beyond the US. So, is Xiaomi on easy street? Or will it be a bumpy road to success? Xiaomi is one of China's biggest smartphone and electronics companies.
Their phones are innovative, creative in by design, but in the meantime, it's much cheaper than top-line competitors like Samsung and Apple. The quality of the phone may not be as good as iPhones, but if you look at the operating system, that's something that will get buyers.
大家晚上好!
The company's image is inseparable from its founder. Think Apple and Steve Jobs. That's how China sees Xiaomi and its CEO, Lei Jun.
Lei Jun is a big reason for why the company has been so successful.
Xiaomi's first product was for the Android operating system, but it quickly moved on. By 2014, it was China's most popular smartphone. Xiaomi's products tap directly into the modern consumer's desire for connectivity.
They are selling lots of things.
Toothbrushes, scooters, cat feeders, watches.
And even mattress. I mean, what kind of tech company sells mattress?
The goal that Xiaomi is trying to achieve is to seamlessly integrate Xiaomi's products into almost every corner of your life.
The EV project is to fill in that void for Xiaomi so that it can build a fuller ecosystem for its users.
But there was another reason. In 2021, the company's growth hit a roadblock.
The biggest reason for Xiaomi to enter into EVs was because of US sanctions. And that actually put Xiaomi management into a panic because smartphones were still quite a big chunk of their revenue at that time.
What shall we do?
The board was actually asking Lei Jun, what are you going to do if you can't sell smartphones anymore? So when it was first brought up, Lei Jun was struggling a lot.
Lei Jun wrestled with the idea for good reason.
Many people say EVs are actually smartphones with wells, but it's much complicated than that.
If you're making a smartphone, I think the number of components is probably over 1,000 or 2,000 or so components. But if you're making a car, that number jumps to tens of thousands of components and a very extensive supply chain.
Lei Jun admitted that he was not someone who knew about EV that well. And then you have to bring in talents, right? The best way to do that is to scoop from other companies.
So Lei Jun set about wooing the best talent from across China's EV industry.
Xiaomi's headhunters actually reached out and basically offered them the salary that they cannot say no.
Geely is probably one of the best examples because their former director of their research institute decided to go over to Lei Jun's investment fund. We also know that executives from BMW, from other Chinese automakers such as SAIC and Wuling have also joined Xiaomi.
With talent in hand, Xiaomi threw itself into all parts of the EV supply chain, investing over $1.6 billion into more than 100 companies, and eventually constructing its own factory in Beijing.
I don't think we've seen anything like that in the auto industry, at least definitely for the China market.
In 2024, Xiaomi launched its first car, the SU7. All of this has sent Xiaomi's stock surging, faster than its European counterparts.
Xiaomi has always denied this, but just looking at Xiaomi's first EV, the SU7 sedan, a lot of people would say that it resembles a Porsche Taycan.
They are trying to learn from the best, and in the meantime, the boundary between learning and copycatting, I don't think it's that clear.
And Xiaomi's been taking notes on mistakes as well, avoiding issues which slowed its competitors down. So, how did a company largely unknown outside of China manage to do what Apple couldn't?
Apple and Xiaomi probably were reaching for different goals. Apple was really looking to disrupt the entire automotive industry with something like an entirely autonomous car that required no human assistance, while Xiaomi took a more grounded approach. It's not a completely new disruptive product on the market.
On top of this, Xiaomi has proved to be very efficient at scaling up. It took 230 days for the EV maker to pump out its first 100,000 units, while for some of its Chinese competitors, this took far longer. And it's a good thing, too, because their cars are selling fast. Its price tag is part of the reason why. In China, the starting price for Xiaomi's SU7 is just over $30,000, and its follow-up vehicle, the YU7, is around $35,000. This makes them competitive alternatives to Tesla's Model 3 and Model Y. The incredible pace of Xiaomi's EV development also shows how unique China's market is.
Through the past decade, the Chinese government has invested heavily into building out this charging network, as well as a supply chain that goes everything from batteries to technology such as LiDARs. So all of these state support has meant that there's a very mature and sophisticated supply chain to help get a new brand off the ground.
In 2024, just over 64% of all passenger EV sales were in China, and China has around 140 EV manufacturers. But when looking at a list of the country's best-selling cars, Xiaomi is a small player.
It's not bad for a company that has only 3 years of experience making EVs, but if you talk about BYD or Tesla, they are on million level.
Xiaomi set an ambitious goal to become one of the world's top five car makers within the next 15 to 20 years. To make that happen, Xiaomi needs to find customers outside of China, but there are a lot of hurdles in the way.
Similar to other Chinese automakers, Xiaomi is going to face a lot of geopolitical uncertainties as it expands globally. You've got all of these trade barriers that regions such as the EU, the US, Canada, Turkey, they have all introduced tariffs to try to stave off this wave of Chinese EV expansion.
The US has a 100% tariff on Chinese EVs, effectively locking Xiaomi out.
It's very, very difficult for a Chinese brand to penetrate that market.
The industry dominant player right now is BYD, and you've also got the industry pioneer, Tesla, that is actually suffering a slump in sales. So it's very hard to say how things will turn out within the next decade.